Okay, we're on Nun Amud Beis at the top, continuation of the Mishnah. Okay, so we're going to do like yesterday, kind of go back and forth with Rashi as he explains each case as we go along. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Kate said, now we're going to talk about the dinim of two Yavamos that fell to one Yavam. So Asa Maimer Bezu. Umaymer bezu. So he did maimer to the first yavama, and then he did maimer to the second one. Tzrichos shnei gitin v'chalitza. He needs to give them each a get, and then chalitza to break off the zika. Okay, says Rashi. Ketzad b'shtei yavamos liyavamachas. Tzrichot shtei gitin. This is like the Rabbanan, the Yesh Maimer achar maimer. We had the right at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Machlokes Rabban Gamliel, the Rabban and the Rabbanan, whether there's maimer achar maimer. And so this is going like the Sheet of Rabbanan says there is. Therefore, you have to deal with both of them. The second Maimer also has to be dealt with. Therefore, you give each one a get. V'yivu me'lo. But he cannot do yibum on either one. Why? De'echi lavit. What is he supposed to do? Iliv yumila tarvayu havaluhu shnei batim. If he's going to do yibum on both, that you can't do. Because these are two yavamas falling to him. And you're not allowed to have two houses. Right? Shnei batim. And therefore, he can't do yibum on both to finish each mimer off. Ve'i lechada hoyel v'chaverta be'agida havale bonesh batim. So that's only durabanan, right? And if he's even going to do it to one of them, he can't, because since there's another one that he did mimer to, so that's also midurabanan, as if he's married to her. He did kilu, he did yivum to her, and midurabanan, and therefore that's also called shtei batim on a durabanan level. So that he also can't do. And therefore, he has to give them each a get. V'chalitza, says Rashi, lachas mehem upoter tzarata. Like normally, if you have two tzaras, you don't have to do chalitza both, just the one. And then that patras the other one. That's what he has to do here as well. Okay, next case, the Mishnah. Maimer bezu v'get lezu. He did a maimer to one of them. And then to the second one, he gave a get. What's a din? Sricha get v'chalitza. Says Rashi, Maimer lezu v'get lezu. So pasal get shel acharona as a rishona. So the first one did Maimer. Okay, that's good. That's fine. He's on his way to do yibum. But then before he did yibum, he then gave a get to the second one. That get pasals the first the Maimer that was done. The kamle below yivne, because already now he can't finish it off, because now he once he did a get, it's again midrabanan kiilu he did chalitza, on a drabanan level, and then so therefore he can't finish off the first one. Vitzricha get lamamaro, as usual, anytime there's a mimer, you have to give a get, and therefore you need to give a get to take care of the mimer. Vechalitza lizikaso, take care of the chalitza. The chalitza lomafka kiddushin veget lomafka zika, as we've seen a number of times. That the chalitza doesn't take care of the kedushin, and get does not take care of the zika. Okay, next case, maimer bezu ubaladzu. Okay, so the first one he did maimer with, and then the second one he actually did had bia with. What's the din? Svichot shnei gitin, has to give them each a get and the chalitza to break the zika. Says Rashi, maimer lezu ubaladzu. So asur lekaima, the hoyel vekaima gida vekamaisa gida be havalu shnei batim. Again, the second one who he actually did bia with, he kilu did yibum with, he can't keep her since he did to the first one he maimer. So that's again on the rabban level like shnei batim, v'tzrichot shnei gitin, and therefore he has to give them each a get. Zu get lemamaro, the first one which he did maimer with, again to take care of the maimer, cancel that, he has to give her a get. Vizu get lebiaso, and the second one which he actually had bia with, to cancel that, he has to give a get like you would normally do to your wife. Vechalitza lachas mehem also patera tzarasa, because the zika again doesn't disappear unless you actually give a do chalitza. Aval beget lechude lo nafka balas bia. But just the get doesn't take care of the second one that he had bia with. Just the get alone does not help, which it normally would help. Normally, a person has yibum, whatever, and then afterwards he wants to leave his wife. It's like a regular wife. You give a get. So, but here it's different. Hoyel v'bia psulahi. Since when he did the bia, it was a bila psula, since he wasn't allowed to have that bia, since he already did maimer on the first one, and that's like shnei batim on a drabana level, therefore he was not allowed to have that bia. Therefore it's called bia psula, and therefore it doesn't help just to give a get. That's why you need chalitza. Next case in the Mishnah. Maimer bezu v'chalatz lezu. So the first one, he gave maimer like the last case, but the second one, he did had chalitza. The din is harishona tzricha get, to take care of the maimer, as usual, tzricha get. Okay, that's it. Okay, and you don't need chalitza, because they did chalitza. Second one was chalitza. Okay, says Rashi, Maimer mezu v'chalat lezu. So, bailas of Maimer, Rishona, tzricha get l'mamaro, as usual. The Maimer, to cancel that, you need to have a get. And the chalitza of the second one, lo mafka Maimero, that doesn't help. The chalitza doesn't take away Maimer, as we've seen. You always have to have a get to take care of the Maimer. And therefore, the get is given for the Maimer, and the chalitza was done, so this, now that's broken, the zika, and that's it. Yeah, but we've seen that. But even though it's chalitza psula, it still works. It still cancels. Right. Okay. Okay, next case. Get lezu v'get lezu, tzrichos heimenu chalitza. If he gave them each a get, the first one he gave a get, the second one he gave a get, so now, again, that's very nice, but in order to cancel, like we said, the zika, you always need chalitza, and therefore, tzrichos heimenu chalitza. He just one of them, as usual, he doesn't have to give both chalitza, he doesn't have one. Once he gives chalitza to one of them, that cancels the zika between the two. Says Rashi, tzrichos heimenu chalitza, achas, one chalitza. Vasur bikrovas shnia, and he's aser to the relatives of the second one. Why? The Rabbanan who, the Amri Yesh Get Achar Get, as we saw again in the first Machloikas in the Mishnah, whether there's Maimar Achar Maimar Get Achar Get. So according to the, like the Sheet of the Rabbanan, that there is Get Achar Get, and therefore, even though he gave the first one Get, and he gave the second one a Get, so the second one he's still aser to the relatives, because that Get is does take effect. Okay, next case. Get lezu ubaledzu. So the first he gave the first one a get, and the second one he had bia with. Tzricha get v'chalitza. So he needs another get to take away the bi'ila, and chalitza take away the zika. Let's see, Rashi. Get lezu ubaledzu. Tzricha get v'chalitza. So again, the get to take away the bi'ila, and then also chalitza. Vasur l'kaima. And he's not allowed to keep her, the one he had bia with. Why? The kamale below yivne mishum get to the rishona, because since he gave a get to the first one already, now he's not allowed to. That's ki'ilu chalitza, so to speak, on a drabana level, which means you can't. And all the yavamas are aser to him, and therefore he's not allowed to keep the first one. The first can't keep the second one because of the get that was given to the first one. Ubeget lechude lo nafka mishum debia psulahi. But it's not enough just to give a get, as we've seen, because that was a bia psula, since he was not allowed to have that bia, really, because of the get that he had given to the first one. So therefore, since it's bia psula, it doesn't help just to give a get now to the second one. And as he says, it's not because of bia psula, right? Next case, get lezu umaimer lebezu. First one he gives a get, second one he did a maimer. Okay, so he can't keep the second one because of the, again, because since he gave a get to the first one, he's not a kilu, it's like lo yivne, he can't keep this one or the second one. And also tzricha get v'chalitza. So you need the get again to take care of the maimer and chalitza to break any all the zika there. There's no Rashi on that one. Next case, get lezu v'chalatz lezu. He gave the first one a get, and then the second one he did chalitza. Ein achar chalitza klum. There's whatever he did after chalitza is meaningless, says Rashi. The e hadar mekadesh la tzarasa. Because if he would, let's say, then go and want to mekadesh the tzara, lo tafse bekedushin, k'rabbi Akiva, because once chalitza was done, that's it's in lav now, mina Torah, to take her or any of the tsars for that matter back or marry them or whatever. And therefore, if he does, that's called being over on a lav, and kedusha is not tofsim according to Rabbi Kiva, and therefore anything done after the chalitza doesn't take effect. Okay, next case, get lezu. So we did that. Sorry, chalatz v'chalatz, or chalatz v'asa maimer nasan get ubal. So first he did chalitza to the first one, and then he did to the second one either chalitza, or he was chalatz to the first one, and then he did to the second one maimer, or gave the second one a get, or bal the second one, or he started off with bila. He was bal the first one, and then bal the second one, or he was bal the first one, and then asa maimer, or nasan get, or chalatz to the second one. Ein achar chalitza klum. Bein yavamachad l'shtei yavamos bein shnei yavamin liyavamachas. So anything again, like we just said, after the chalitza is meaningless. Nothing is tofes, since once there's chalitza again, there's a lav of lo yivne, and any relationship after that is not tofes, like we hold according in this mission, like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore nothing is takes effect after the chalitza. Says Rashi, chalatz v'chalatz. Oh, chalatz v'asa marmar. And it says in the end, like we just saw, Ein lachar chalitza klum. V'hachi perusho, says Rashi, this is the pshat. Chalatz lezu v'chalatz lezu. He did chalitza to number one, then he did chalitza to number two. The mutter b'krov ha'shniya. So the second chalitza was meaningless, since it's Ein lachar the first chalitza klum, and therefore he would be, it's meaningless, he would be allowed to marry the relatives of the second one. Once the chalitza was done to the first one, there's no more zika, and that's that. The chalitza b'sraisa is lav klum, and it's meaning. V'chein chalatz lezu u'maimer lezu. Similar, if he did the first one, he did chalitza with, and then the second one, maimer. Also, the maimer is meaningless, because once the chalitza was done, that's that. It's all over, and it would be a lav to do maimer over here, and if it's not, tofes. V'chein nasan get lezu achar chalitza zu, or after he did chalitza the first one, he gave a get to the second one. Again, it's meaningless. V'chein bal lezu achar chalitza shazu, or he did chalitza and then he had relations with the second one. Ein ma'aseh ha'achron klum. All these cases, the second one is meaningless. O bal, says Rashi, tchila v'chazar bal shniya. That first he was bal the first one, and then the second one. O bal v'asa maimer, or he first boiled and then he did maimer b'shnia with the second one. O nasan get l'shnia, or after he was boiled he did give the second one a get. O chalatz l'shnia, or chalitza. Again, ein achar bia rishona klum. Anything after the bia is nothing. Umay sa'achoran lo chashiv, it's meaningless. Umutar b'krov l'shnia, right? Because once he does bia after the first one, that's called yibu. He's married to 100% his wife, and that's that. And he's asher to all the other sisters after that. Once he did yibum on one of them, and therefore anything he does with any of them after that is all love, and therefore it's meaning. It's not tofes, and therefore he's mutter to the relatives or whatever. Okay, Rashi ein achar chalitza klum, arei shakai. This is going on the beginning. The cases when he did the chalitza. At the beginning, v'aseifa shayach lomar. So we really could say about the cases of when he started off with bia that ein achar bia klum. We could say that, but the Mishnah doesn't. The Gemara k'mabayala. Gemara's going to ask why not? Why we've seen this before in this Mishnah yesterday that this says always ein achar achalitza klum, but it doesn't say ein achar bia klum. Really could say that, like we've seen after the bia also is nothing, but it doesn't say that statement. Gemara's going to ask why not? So we said this is Rashi bein shnei yavamin liyavam achas, whether it's the two brothers and one yavam falling to the two brothers. B'chol adin amur lamala biyavam achad v'shtei yavamos. It also applies here as well. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Okay, now we're going back as Rashi learns to the one and one. Okay, back to one yavama falling to one yavam. And we have one last din. Chalatz v'asa maimer, nasan get, ubal. So he, what happened? He did chalitza with the yavam, and then after that, again, we're only talking about one yavam, one yavama. So after he gave her chalitza, he then did mimer with her, or gave her a ged, or was boil her, or in the other way, we started with bia. He was obal, he was boil her. He did yibum, basically. The asa mimer, and afterwards he did mimer with her, v'nasan ged, or gave her a ged, v'chalatz, or he did chalitza with her. In all these cases, ein achar chalitza klum. Doesn't matter, nothing that came after the chalitza has any meaning. Okay? And bein betchila, now we're going to see why we're bringing this thing, because that we've seen before, but now, here we're adding bein betchila, bein beemsa, bein besof. Okay? It doesn't matter wherever this chalitza was, whether it was the first thing he did, whether it was the second thing he did, or the last thing he did, whenever the chalitza was, after the chalitza is nothing. So we're going to see that's not necessarily the case by the bia in a minute. Let's just see Rashi. Chalitz v'asamayimr v'nasan get u'bal, etc. Ayava machad v'yava machad kamahad. We're going back to the case of one and one. Just one yavama to one yavam. V'afal gad v'tanya le'el. We already learned this. Hadar tanya acha. We're learning it again. Mishum seifa. Because of the second case. The bai liflugi ben bia l'chalitza k'rektani. Chalitza ben betchila ben be'emsa ben besof. Ein acharei klum. V'be'ila bizman shehi betchila v'chule. So we're going to see a difference between when the bi'ila was. That's why we're bringing this in. That's one reason. And also, v'lash me'inan, plukta Rabbi Nechemi or Abanas, we'll see, v'zot Hashem in a minute. There's a machlekes here at the last thing in the Mishnah, is a machlekes. That's another reason why we're bringing this. Okay, so now what's the case? As Rashi, bein betchila bein be'emtza, wherever the chalitza is, after the chalitza is nothing. So meaning, bein ma'amar leget. For example, get lezu, v'chalitz lezu. So it's in the middle would be, let's say he gave, between mimer and get. For example, he gave a get to the first one, then chalitza, lezu, v'chazar, v'asa, either ba mimer, he either gave it to the chalutza mimer, or b'bala to get, he did it with. Lo mahani, mimer, v'lo by get l'mamar. Once, anything after the chalitza, is meaningless. The first one is whatever, but then after the chalitza it doesn't take effect. Or basof, or if the chalitza is at the sof, meaning says Rashi, achar ma'amar v'get v'chalatz. He did the ma'amar, he did a get, and at the end was chalitza. Also, ein acharei klum v'chalitza gemurahi. It's a regular complete chalitza. It's at the end. V'hadar avid ma'amar lo by get. And if afterwards again, if you do ma'amar after that, it's meaningless. You don't need a get for that. The chalitza gerushin gemurin, because it's like complete gerushin. The kama belav gamur aleh, belav gamur aleh. V'afal gav the chalitza psula hava. Right, even though it's really chalitza psula because she was not allowed to, because yavam is aser after, you're not allowed to do yavam after a get. So Mela, since it's not a matzah where you could have done yibum, that means it's chalitza psula, as we've seen before. Even though it's chalitza psula, still anything after chalitza psula even is nothing. Okay, let's go on to the Mishnah. But so that's legabe chalitza. Wherever it is, the beginning, in the middle, at the end, and whatever comes afterwards has no effect. However, Babi'ila says the Mishnah, that's different. Bisman shehi betchila in acharei klum. If it's at the beginning, like we saw before, then ein achanami. When it's the first thing he does, means he's done yibum. And then for anything else that comes after that is meaningless. However, be'emso besof, yesh acharei klum. But if it comes not at the beginning, but he already did something before that, then since it was bila psula, right, because he did something, he gave a get before, chalitza, or whatever it might be, so since it was a bia psula, so then we don't say there's not after, we yesh acharei klum. There is after that, and he has to take care of the zika and do chalitza or whatever. So we'll see in a second in Rashi. Okay, says Rashi, habia be'emtza, for example, kugon. First he gave a get, lezu, and then baal, that's the middle, lezu, v'chazav asar maimer b'shlishis. So asur b'krovos ea. So even though it came after the bila, but since the bia was, again, bia psula, came after the get, so if he's not allowed to have that bia really, and he did, and therefore, now what comes after is has effect, and therefore he's asur to the third one's relatives. Ubesof, or if the bia was at the end, Get lezu, for example, he gave first one get, umayma lezu, and then mayma lezu, v'chazar uba alachas, and then he did bila in one of them, yeshach arbila zu zikas yavamin, there's still over there the zika, and v'chi mafkas le baya chalitza, and therefore when he's going to leave her, he still, you need chalitza still, v'lo sagile beget, it's not enough just to give a get. Okay, fine. Rabbi Nechemia, though, argues. Rabbi Chemnio Omer says the Mishnah, Achaz Be'ila, Ba'achaz Chalitza, Ben Betchila, Ben Emtza, Ben Besof, Ein Achareha Klum. So he argues. He argues with the Tanakama, and he held that Bia is exactly like Chalitza. Just like Chalitza, it doesn't matter when it was done, at the beginning, in the middle, or the end, there's nothing after that, doesn't take effect. Rabbi Nechemia says so too with Bila, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter if the Bila was done first, middle, or the end, it's still Ein Acharei Klum. Anything done after that is meaningless. That's Rabbi Nechemia's Shita, says Rashi, Ein Acharei Klum, V'nafka Beget, below Chalitza. In other words, the Bia counts, it's like he's married to her, and all you have to do is give a get, like you would normally do to your Yavam, and you don't need Chalitza. V'hadar Kadesh Le'idach, and therefore, if he does some type of kedushin, whatever, after the bia, no matter when the bia is, it's meaningless and it's not tafes lo mahani. Okay,
after a regular
chalitza,
does she have the din of aishas?
Aishas.
You know that after a yibum.
They
just after Yibum, I'll tell you the case of
a regular married woman.
Right.
She doesn't have a
generalization
anymore.
It may not even be
and their meaning, therefore, nafkamina.
So no, I mean after Chalitza.
Yeah.
Because the whole time we were talking about the lab.
And but you're asking, is it even worse than that?
Right.
That maybe it's even Eshetach, because... Ad kan lo pligi ela beget achar get, umaymer achar maymer. So the beginning of the Mishnah, we had the Machlekes, Rabbi Gamaliel and the Chachamim, of whether there's gerech or ger, or maimer after maimer. So now the Gemara says that the machloikis is only this, gerech or ger, or maimer after maimer, whether the second one is has any meaning to it or not. However, aval, get echad v'yabama, umaimer echad v'yabama, mahani. But the stomach, regular one maimer or one get, does work, midrabana. It's only if there's two, the second one's a shayla. But the regular one works. Says Rashi, Aval get echad v'yabama, o maimer echad v'yabama, mehani get v'yabama l'meka malea below yivne. The get works, like we said, midrabanan, that it would be now lo yivne, that you can't take her or the other tzars back anymore. Meshuv lo yivne. U'maimer v'yabama also helps mehani, la'ale tzricha get l'ma'amaro ibay lafuka. That he would, and if he wants to release her, he would now need a get. It acts as if they were married, as if there was like kilu, complete yibum. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss the reasons behind these gzeiros the rabbanan. If you've seen the whole time, my time amu rabbanan viyabama mahani. Get the Yavama, excuse me, Mahani. What's the reason why they Midah Raisa, get doesn't do anything. You have to do Chalitza v'Yavama, right? The Chachamim were Nigzar that a get works also by Yavama to a degree, to aser her, to him, not to release, but it works to aser her to him. So what's the reason why they made this gezeira? Because mishum de mahani be'alma, because it normally get works by your average wife. You know, you give her, you give a get, and it's it releases her. The I amar lo mahani. So therefore, over here, if in the case of the yavama, they would have left the din as is, you know, the get doesn't do anything, then what might have, what people say? Amri, people might say that get lahotzi, v'chalitza lahotzi. They said, well, a get works to, you know, release her, and now she's mutter to the shuk, and so to chalitza. Umida get lo mahani. So if they would leave it that the get wouldn't do anything, you know, as is, the deraisa din, then if they would, people would see that that get's not doing anything to asa her on him, etc., then chalitza lami lo mehani ve'ati lemivel achar chalitza. So we'll go with the pshat, Tosus's pshat over here. And that he said that it's going on what a person would think, that you would need both. Okay? In other words, in the case of the people say, okay, get works to release, and chalitza works to release. So if we see, well, a get's not doing anything over here. You know, we're giving a get, and it's meaningless. So people might think, oh, I guess you need both. I guess in the case of Yavama, you would need not only, it's not a get's not enough, you need get and chalitza. Okay, what's the problem with that? Now, people are going to think you need get and chalitza. So just like they saw, well, get doesn't work by itself. That's, okay, fine. But the problem is that people are going to then think that also chalitza is not going to work by itself. And then, v'ati lemiva alacha chalitza. And then you're going to be over at the Isra of the Raisa of Kemen Shobana, Shulo Yivne. Right? Then the person is going to think, oh, also have the chalitza. It's only chalitza. That's not enough. You need chalitza and get. And then people are going to think that the chalitza, you know, didn't do anything. You're going to, and then he's going to, let's say, reboil her, and he's over, because once chalitza, that's it. Shuv lo yivne, you can't live with her anymore. But people are going to think you need both, and therefore, that's why there goes there that they made this special thing by get. The get does have an effect, and you can't just ignore it, and you're going to have to do you have to deal with the get also. You can't just say, okay, it's nothing. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. My time amura badan get v'yibam mahani hamidaraisa chalitza hu demahani, because midaraisa it's only chalitza that works. Mishum get lo karinam beish lo yivne. You don't have a problem of lo yivne midaraisa just by get. It's only after you give her chalitza that you can't take her back. Mishum demalma mahani, says Rashi, because in a normal case bechol nashim liskarish a get works to megarish. V'yamar and hacha lo mahani, if we're going to say over here it doesn't do anything. And therefore, we ignore it. And if you want to afterwards be koneser, that's not a problem. Then amri inchi, people are going to say get lahotzi v'chalitza nami lahotzi umida get lo mahani le, etc., etc. As we said. Okay.
So now that they're going to think like that, so they always think that chalitza by itself doesn't do anything. Usually they do only chalitza, they don't do get.
Right.
It's not a kone that you have to do get.
Right.
Usually they do chalitza and cholof.
Right.
So they will say, if they are going to say things like this, so now each time that they do chalitza, they are going to think, that's nothing.
Also, in other words, if the representative, that takes care of this. Because but now by having to deal with the get, you see that it's not, they're going to understand it's not you need both. They're going to know that you don't need both.
Well, if you do get, you still need chalitza.
No, what? Right.
If you do get,
right.
Still,
that
doesn't
right.
Do anything.
That doesn't do anything, right.
You need chalitza.
Right.
So now you might think they are going to be sure that you need both. Get by itself is nothing, and also chalitza by itself is nothing.
Yeah, you still do. Right here. So you say that, you know, people are going to think you don't need chalitza either. That the chalitza itself is also not good. Right here. I don't know. Right here. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go on. Umay time amar rabbanan that maimer b'yavama mahani. What's the reason why that the Rabbanu word goes that mimer works again? Mita Raisa mimer doesn't do anything. Just kedushin by Yavama doesn't do anything. So what's the reason why Rabbanu said that yeah it works? Mishum de mahani bialma, because again kedushin works normally by itself, does work to bekona the woman. Dei amar lomahani. If we're going to say over here it doesn't work. Amri mimer liknos ubia liknos. People are going to say, well, mimer works to be kona, and bia also works to be kona. Umida mimer lomahani. So if just like mimer doesn't work to, if we would leave it like that, it does not do anything, that you're being konas afterwards. So also bia, again, going to this, we were learning with you need both. Be also, they would think by itself is not mahani, and therefore v'atilamivel achar bia, and then they would think the same thing that oh bia doesn't work by itself, and then you need bia and mimer, and which is not the case. That oh only bia was done, okay, so it's nothing, and then you kind of come to be mivel achar bia, and then you be over under the rice of again by sechad and not shnei bati. Okay, let's see Rashi. My time Rabbanan Rab Maimer Vama Mahani, Lesor Chaver Talav, that if he does Maimer now, the other Tsaras or whatever is Aser to him. Kazha Mina Torah Kinyan Lohavi Bivama Elabi Bia. Because we know Mina Torah, it's only you have to do Bia. Mishum de Mahani Bialma, de Kedushe Isha Konimota, normally in a regular case. Not a vama, kedushin works to be koner. Va'ate lemival achar bia, and he's liable to therefore be boil the tsara now after bia. Ve'have lebonish de batim, which is asa duraisa, isura duraisa. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Umay taima am rabbanan bia psula yesh acharei klum. Okay, we've seen this before also, right? That we have. That if the bia psula, if he does bia psula, then afterwards it's what comes afterwards does have an effect, and therefore it's not enough just to have to release with a get alone. You need chalitza as well. So what's the reason? Amre, because e bia achar geti. So now the Gemara declares, and there's two possibilities, two cases of bia psula. There's bia psula, which was bia was done after a get was given, and there's bia that was done after a mimer was given. So the reason why over here they said that the yeshach areachlum, and you have to deal with it, is and the get alone is not enough. You need chalitza. So the reason is if we're talking about a case of bia achar get, he did bia after he gave her a get. Then, and that was the bia psula. The reason there is gzera bia achar get mishum bia achar chalitza. That if we're going to say that people shouldn't come to say that since it helps bia after the get, so therefore bia the bia works out the get. That people are going to say that also with in case. When he's doing with Yibum Lechachila after Chalitza, people are going to say that you need Chalitza also. Again, that, second. Sorry, one second. So we're saying Jeshacharei Klum. So you have to deal with the Bia that you did after it. So people are going to say, Ibiachar Gethi. In the case of bia achar get, it's a gzera bia achar get mishum bia achar chalitza. That if we're going to say, okay, let's see Rashi. My time a rabbanan bia psula yesh achareah zikas yavim. That even though we have that he gave a get, and he is bia psula, you still have to deal with it. Still zikas yavim he gave a get, and then afterwards he had bia. Okay, that's called bia psula, right? He was not allowed to have bia after he gave a get. So what's the din? The yeshach harei klum means that we don't say, okay, fine, but now he did bia, everything's fine, and it's and he was koner her, and everything's good. We say no. He still has to deal with that the get that he had given, and he has to, and what happens afterwards? The yeshach harei klum. If he does something afterwards, he has to deal with that, right? So what's the reason? So it says the Rashi. We said, and chalitza. So you still have to have chalitza. So yeshach harei klum. Below Aminan says Rashi, tiske lebalas bia beget below chalitza. And we don't say that it's enough with the balas bia beget below chalitza. In other words, once he did bia, good, he did bia. Everything's good now. He was boal her, it's his, and then you don't need any more chalitza. We don't say that. Tipater af chaverta bebia mina chalitza, and therefore the chaverta, in other words, the balas mimer that he did, whatever, you don't have to deal with that. Why? Because e bia achar get, because if it's a case of bia achar get, kigon get lezu ubal lezu, then let's say he gave the first one a get, and then afterwards he was boal the second one. Daminan sricha get v'chalitza, that we say we need both. We need the get and the chalitza. V'lo tisugi beget l'chude, and it's not enough just a get, because we say, okay, once he was boal, that's it. It's fine, he's boal, and that's it. We don't need a chalitza. No, we do need chalitza. Kishar yivam elekonsa. So reason is, gzera bia achar get, mishum bia achar chalitza. Meaning, says Rashi, di'i amar tisugi la beget. If we're going to say, no, that's fine, it's the one seated bia, it's okay, and we don't have to worry anymore. No, then what might happen? Atila Meimar, midakanya bia achar get, bia gradata. If we had a get, and then he had a bia, and we're saying that's fine, everything's good now, he's koner, and you don't have to do anything anymore, then, alma mayusahi, we're saying that that's very good. The atila mivel lechachila achar chalitza. So then, what might become is that in not a case only of get, we have a case of really of a chalitza, he does chalitza, and then he was bowl after chalitza, we say that's also good, but that's not good. Because once he did chalitza, they're not allowed to be bowl, then it's already shbona shnei bati. Okay, so a person might come to allow a case of biyach, if they're going to allow biyach or the get, and say that's fine, everything's good after after the get, then they were liable to matir biyachar chalitza also. They did the first one chalitza, and then he says, okay, just like after the get, the bia was fine. So now after the chalitza also, bia is fine, person might say. And that is not good, bia after the chalitza. Okay. So that would be the case of after mimer. That's the first case. Then vi'i bia, so the first case is bia achar get, right? As we said, ve'i bi'achar mimer, and if it's a case of bi'achar mimer, then we have the gzera bi'achar mimer. The reason why we're going to say we have to again deal with that, we have to get rid of the mimer, is gzera bi'achar mimer mishum bi'achar bia. Okay, and if it was that the first one he did mimer was, and this on the second one he did bia, right? It'd be the reason why we have to. So we want to say over there that the that yeshach harei klum again, and we don't just leave it as that, right? Is because we want to say that because if we're going to say that biach har mimer, we have to be goes because of biach, because otherwise the person's going to matir biach har bia. Then we're going to say biach afkar mimer is okay, right? It was a mimer, and then after we said bia, we said okay, that's fine. You know, the mimer is nothing, and then the bia is afterwards. We just have to deal with the bia. We don't care about the mimer. Then the next thing you know, person's gonna matir bia achar bia, and bia achar bia is no good. Once he does the bia the first one, then it's aser to bone shnei batim, and therefore if he marries the second one, the problem bia achar bia. So therefore we have to aser bia achar mimer because of bia achar bia. Right.
Bia achar mimer with the same woman is okay.
Yeah, that's a classic case, right? Mimer and bia. That's the way you're supposed to do it. That's kiyokas. Okay, Rashi, v'i biachar mimer hi, kagon mimer lezu, ubal lezu, Lahachi tanan srichot shnei get. Why do you need and v'chalitza? Again, we have to deal with it. We have to get rid of v'chalitza. Why? The I amar to get sagile amre biyazu. Now, as he marries a second one after the just maimer and he's bia, and we're gonna say okay, no problem. He wants to get rid of it, just give a get. You don't have to do chalitza. Then amre bia shozu. Achar kinyan shelzu, well, you say that that's fine. Va'ati lemevad bia achar bia v'kapaga b'yisereishasach. Once he did bia on the first one, then he's bia on the second, on the tzara, that's already eishasach. Because once he's married to the first one, he's married to her, and that's it. Now he's marrying the second one, so that's already eishasach. The second wife, Right. Okay, back to Gemara. My time, Amar Rabbanan, Chai Chalitza Psula, Ein Achareya Klum. So what's the reason why the Rabbanan said, unlike we've seen by the Bia Psula, that the Yesh Achareya Klum, but not so by Chalitza. By Chalitza, we don't have to worry, anything after Chalitza is meaningless. Ein Achareya Klum. So what's the reason for that? Amre, because there's no reason to make a gezerah. Why? My ligzer. Nigzer chalitza achar get mishum chalitza achar chalitza. If we're going to be goes there, chalitza after a get, because, in other words, let's say he gave the first the get, and then he gave the chalitza. If we're going to say, no, you know, we have to deal with that, and it's a problem. So therefore, if we're going to nizar chalitza achar get, we shum what? Chalitza achar chalitza? So why? Because you can say, well, because if we're going to allow and say everything's fine after chalitza after get, the next thing you know, people are going to matter chalitza after chalitza. So that's not a problem. Kol ki hai tachlutz v'seizel. Right, so what? You can have as many chalitza. Chalitza doesn't do anything wrong. If he does chalitza on one of the wives, and then he does chalitza on another wife, okay, so let him do chalitza. It doesn't hurt to do chalitza. Not doing anything, okay. So it's not with no need to be goes there chalitza after get because of chalitza after chalitza. Good. Let him do chalitza after chalitza. It doesn't do anything. Rashi. Chalitza psula she'achar get o maimer ein acharei klum. That we don't have to. There's nothing after that, and nothing is chal after that. The I hader avid maimer or get l'shlishis no mehani. He doesn't do anything after he takes. Then the third one after that, he does anything. It's meaningless after the chalitza. Why? Because nothing to be gozer. Bishum chalitza achar chalitza. The lo leisi lemichlas l'shtei yavamas zu achar zu. What are we worried about? He's going to do if we're going to allow the chalitza after the get. Next thing you know, we're going to allow the people are going to allow chalitza after chalitza. So that doesn't matter. That it can allow shnei yavamim liyavama achas right zu achar zu. Kol ki hay hani tachlos v'seizel says Rashi kolomar ma'ich batlan kol yamea tachlos. Let our whole life be chalitza. We don't care. That doesn't bother us. So and finally, the last case. So maybe, what about the ligzor chalitza achar maimer? Mishum chalitza achar bia. So last thing, maybe we should be goes there and not say that chalitza, you know, after chalitza there's nothing, because we should be goes there in case of maimer. Chalitza achar maimer, if we're going to say chalitza after maimer, there's nothing after the chalitza, then we should be goes there, maybe mishum chalitza achar bia. Then what would be that maybe people are going to allow chalitza achar bia, meaning he's going to do bia, means kones is yavama, and then say, I don't want her anymore, I'll just give her chalitza. With that, you're not allowed to do, right? Chalitza releases to begin with, but once you're married to her, you can't give chalitza. You have to give her a regular get. She's your wife. So maybe you want to say that we should be goes there chalitza after maimer because of chalitza after bia, which is no good. So the Gemara says, no, atu chalitza achar maimer milo baye get lemaamaro, chalitza achar bia nami baye get lebia. So meaning that we're not talking about here about the same, we're not talking about here about the same person. We're talking about if he did not, you know, not just one yavama, right? Talking about two yavamas or whatever or more, okay? So, Vadai with the say with the person's not going to, we're not worried a person's going to come to do bia and then say, okay, I don't want her, I'll just do chalitza, right? Because since Mimer was okay, because even in the case of Mimer, we were not allowing with the same woman. Right? When we said that ein achar chalitza klum, that doesn't mean with the same woman. It didn't mean if you did maimer and then after that chalitza with the same woman, then ein achar echa klum. No, vada, you have to, after you do chalitza, you still need get l'ma'amara. Right? First of the one, if it's just the one woman. Right? If you only have one yavama and then do maimer and then you want to do chalitza, you still have to do need get l'ma'amara. So since for, with all, the only thing we're talking about is if it was for another woman, right, you did maimer with one, and then with another woman you did chalitza. Then ain't a chari chalitza klum. He does something with another woman or whatever. Okay, but with the only, there's only one yavama, avadai, anyways, you're going to need get l'mamara. And once you, that's the case, so we don't have anything to worry about. Because even in the case of the maimer, we're going to need get l'mamara. So in the case of abia, he's going to need a get l'mamara. So get l'biyaso. And that's fine. that's fine. That's what he needs to get to be us, right? We're just, so we don't have to worry that he's going to do just do chalitza, because even by in the case of one, the only time we said ain't a chalar chalitza klum, that's when we're dealing with other with mimer the one, and then chalitza to another one, then ain't a chalar klum anything after that. That's what we're talking about. Not a problem. Says Rashi, mishum chalitza charbia. The lo lacy alameimar yivama knusa yotzet bechalitza lo get, right? That's the problem, that if we're going to allow it, people might just, after he's actually konus his yivama, we're just going to release it with chalitza and lo get. And that's not all. You have to, once you've taken your yivama, you need to get. So what lo lat alameimar hachim says, no, that we don't have to worry about. Why? Da atu chalitza achar maimar milo baya get lemamaro. Because with one woman, even in the case of chalitza achar maimer, you still need to get l'mamaro with one. Right? V'hada minan ein achar klum. This whole time, because here we're talking about now, when we're saying that the after chalitza psula is nothing, you don't have to worry about after. That's talking about, but the var asui achar kamar, but something that happens after to another woman. Right? The e hadar avi get o marmer o chalitza bechaverta lo mitzar bekravatea. It means that if he does something to another tzar or whatever, then it's meaningless as mikamaser to her or whatever. That's what we say in Enachare Aklu. But to that same woman, Avadai, you don't say, well, it was Maimer, now you can chalitza, everything's fine. No. Even in his, with one woman, even if you do Maimer chalitza, you got to still do get l'mamaro. So therefore, we don't have to worry about a person going to just release a woman just with chalitza. Because even with Maimer, you got to do... You have to do with one woman. You have to take care of it. And you have to need a get, and therefore, certainly with Bia, you're going to use a get, and that's great, and that's what we want. Okay. Oh, so Rafal, I looked into your shara yesterday with the thing yesterday. It's brought down. That once there is, it's not anymore Isur Kares, right? Once the with the chalitza, but because once the brother died without children, right? Once he dies without children, that takes away the Aishas Ach thing, right there. And therefore, when after he does chalitza, it said there's no anymore. It's only the problem of the lav, right? Of, we said of taking back a chalitza. But there's no Aisha Sachin.